go. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the Heart First podcast. Yes, you did just hear a new intro, because the podcast is coming back in hot and we are bringing in the solo episodes. It's honestly been quite some time since I have done an episode myself. I know I bring a lot of guests on here. And that is purely because I bounce off people really well. I love collaboration and I love to hear other people's stories and then offer insights in that way. But I think the more that I work through my own personal growth and my own personal development, and the more that I kind of lean into the idea that what I have to say is important, my voice is important, and doing the shadow work around that, the more I feel pulled to do more of these solo episodes and just give you a little bit more of me, a little bit more of my knowledge, my wisdom, my voice. And, tuning in today, I hope that you come here with the intention of really leading your life from the heart, as we always talk about. And part of that is really being truthful with yourself. And I think when I was thinking about the podcast and thinking about like, okay, what are we going to do with this? Like, who are the next guests, blah, blah, blah. I realized that there was a lot of shadow work that I needed to do around doing some solo episodes and just bringing more of my voice and wisdom into this space. So hello, hello, and welcome. I'm so glad to have you here. I think that the podcast is actually such a beautiful space for me to elaborate on a lot of the things that I talk about through my content. And today's topic is something that I have thought about very deeply for quite some time, and it's the concept of spiritual assignments. And anyone in my space, you would know that I am quite a spiritual person, and the relationship that I have with the universe, source, the higher power, whatever you want to call it, is very strong. And I think part of my spiritual journey has been the evolution of me going through a lot of things in my life. I have a lot of life experience. And I know I'm not the only one. I know that there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of life experience. And I was definitely someone, I grew up much quicker than the average person because I honestly had no choice. I had to grow up a lot faster than just an average child. And so spirituality was really something that I lent on throughout my journey that actually really, really helped me. And coming into this space of I guess, teaching spirituality, doing life coaching, all of those things, you see a lot of stuff online that is really beautiful, and it definitely has its space, but also the depth of it can sometimes be lacking or sometimes be missing. And so today I really want to talk about this concept of spiritual assignments and how to navigate them and how to take wisdom from them. And potentially you might be going through one at the moment. And I think that this reframe is really important for you to see that life truly gets to be your biggest teacher, right? So one thing that I see in like the spiritual community is there's a lot of talk about things like using tarot cards, using crystals, using any sort of like energy healing tool that, quite honestly, I think is really beautiful. And I'm certainly not here to diss them because I utilize all of those tools, especially in my own personal practices, in my one-on-one sessions. I'm very intuitive with my clients as well in terms of like reading their energy and all of that kind of stuff. One thing that I don't think is lent into quite enough though is the concept of spiritual assignments and how we are always thrown challenges and we are always thrown tests from the universe that are calling on us to really step into and lean into and learn the lesson. Because if life was just so fine and dandy 24/7, it's very likely that we wouldn't really learn the depths of our most authentic self in that space, right? I mean, I think that you certainly can, and you can be on this journey and have had a really nice life. I mean, I don't think that you need to subscribe to the fact that you need to struggle in order to have depth. That's not at all what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that there is so many gifts in the struggle. There is so many gifts in the darkness. There is so much light in the darkness. And I know for me personally, I would definitely not be on the path that I'm on had I not gone through half of the shit that I've gone through in my life. I genuinely just don't think that I would be sitting here having this conversation with you. I just wouldn't. And it's taken me to really, maybe like halfway through my personal growth journey, I kind of started to see that all of the hardship that I had experienced literally molded me into the most, like, it molded me into amplifying a lot of my wisdom and really leaning into a lot of my wisdom and leaning into my life's purpose. And so when I talk about spiritual assignments, what I'm talking about is literally any hardship or challenge that you might be going through at the moment. So I'm talking about things like you could just be repeating a dead end pattern and you continue to attract the same type of person over and over and over again. Maybe you have just had your heart ripped out of your chest and you are incredibly heartbroken. Maybe you consistently find yourself struggling with money and just living week to week constantly, and you just feel capped in your potential to make money. You're just not really sure how to push past that. Maybe you are in the trenches with an eating disorder right now. Maybe you are really struggling with your mental health. Maybe something has come your way that has just pulled the carpet from underneath you and you're left thinking, what the fuck, right? Maybe you're going through addiction. Maybe you are just experiencing some of the harder sides of life. And the reframe that I really want to offer here is that all of these things truly are spiritual assignments. They truly are lessons and challenges that if you choose to take the lesson, you will find so much wisdom. And I think that there is definitely something to be said that people are always ready to learn what they need to learn when they are ready, right? Like you can see people kind of go through these patterns or be the victim of their circumstances constantly and just sort of have life happen to them. And it takes them to hit a certain point where they're like, okay, no more. I'm not doing this anymore. I want something different. I realize that if I want change, then I need to change because nothing changes unless something changes. And I think that when we don't look at it from this frame, when we don't look at it from this idea that life is offering us an opportunity, then we can very much become, woe is me, life is happening to me, and we become a victim of our future. And the word victim is obviously a very triggering word for a lot of people. And what I want to say to that is that I think that the word victim is valid. And in many circumstances, a lot of us have gone through things where we indeed have been the victim to that thing. But what I offer and want to invite you into is that you don't actually have to be the victim of your future. You get to, from this point out, really rewrite the narrative and rewrite the story of how you want things to go. You get to take the wisdom and the lessons and really change things and have that experience mold you and really turn you into the person that you really came here to be. And there is beauty in even the darkest places. There's actually a piece of content that I shared very recently, and it was around the caption I was talking about how about a year ago I was really going through one of the hardest times of my life. And if you listen to the podcast, you might know a little bit about what was going on. I'm very hesitant to share a lot of what I was going through because it's not just my story and, you know, someone else is involved and I want to protect their privacy. But I spoke about how going through that lesson really required me to really feel that pain and to let that pain run through me like poison so that I could be birthed anew and I could be this new person. And there is so many, so much wisdom that I have taken from that time of my life. And not only that, I think that hard times really shape you and change you and also give you more ability to have compassion and empathy towards others, which I think is the most beautiful gift, because sometimes it takes you to go to somewhere so dark in order to be able to resonate and connect with others. And when someone else is confiding in you or coming to you and they've also been to a dark place, you can be with that and you can sit with that and you can be the expander for them and show them that it's okay and that they will get out of it, right? So I think that that is already such a huge gift that some of the more harder times can really give you. And so when we talk about these spiritual assignments, like anything that I've just mentioned before, anything that life is really calling on you to step up and step into is your spiritual assignment. And when we hit that point where we're like, okay, no more, I want to change here. I see that I am the common denominator. I see that I continuously attract the same experiences time after time. I see that this is a me problem. Only when you get to that point can you truly step into the lesson and see that life is actually putting you through this boot camp. It is putting you through these lessons and these hurdles and these challenges because it's putting you through this intensive learning experience for you to channel the wisdom or channel the pain into wisdom to really be who you came here to be. And there is so much beauty when we truly harness and realize that life will teach us more than any textbook ever could. Life will teach you more than anyone ever could, more than I could sit here and teach you, because life is so sacred. And, you know, I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are, but if you believe like me that we have incarnated and we've come to earth and we're in this earth school experience, we're a spiritual being having a human experience, you know that you have to step into the physical reality, the 3D reality, in order to truly feel the lessons and have evolution for your spiritual growth. Someone once put it to me as like, if you think about, you know, being this spiritual being or this soul and why we actually come to earth, and if you think about it in the way of like, imagine you're watching a movie and you're emotionally really engrossed in the experience of what is happening in the movie, it's different watching it. Like you can see it, you can understand it, you can see maybe what the character did wrong or where they went wrong or what they need to learn. But it's not the same as actually experiencing it in your own body and yourself. So if you think about coming to Earth as this opportunity for you to fully, really step into your challenges, fully step into what's showing up around you, and fully embody the challenge and channel it into wisdom, then, you know, your evolution happens faster, like your spiritual evolution, I should say, happens a lot faster. And so in my life, there has been many spiritual assignments. My eating disorder was obviously a really big one. It was one that I just never really thought that I would find my way out of. And I just didn't understand how anybody could recover from an eating disorder. And I thought that it was something that I would have to manage for the rest of my life. And there's still an aspect of me that does think that that is slightly a little bit true. But at the same time, I live a very free life when it comes to food and body. And that was something that I genuinely just thought that would never, ever happen, ever. And then, you know, I was someone that always had issues with my money. My money story was so in the ground, I just couldn't really work my way into a space of having this healthy relationship with money. Another spiritual assignment, another thing that I came here to learn. And I think if we can reframe our spiritual assignments to challenge ourselves to see our challenges as spiritual assignments, then we're in a position where we become the creator, where we become the architect, and where we start to step back and say to ourselves, hold on, what is the lesson here? What is it exactly that I need to learn? What is life calling upon me to learn here? And I think that one of the biggest pieces here is taking full radical ownership and self-responsibility for a lot of the results that are happening in your life at the moment. And when we see them as spiritual assignments, sorry guys, I just started coughing out of nowhere because I'm not used to talking this much. I don't even know how long I have been going for, but yeah, I think I need to like do some exercises on my voice box or something because, man, that cramped up there. But as I was saying, it is like, I think if we can really take radical self-ownership and self-responsibility, then we can see all of the challenges that come into our life as these spiritual assignments. And the thing I want to say here as well is like, sometimes things happen in life that are quite horrific, that are beyond explanation. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's, you don't want to discredit those experiences, right? You don't want to discredit those experiences and take responsibility and all those kinds of things. I think that there's time for healing and that you do need to heal. But what I do want to say is that it can either be the reason that hinders you, or it can be the reason that inspires you. And it can be the thing that stops you from living the most juiciest fuck life that you could ever possibly have, or it could be the reason that catapults you into creating the most juicy as fuck incredible life. And I think that that's the mindset that needs to be taken into a lot of our ways of being and a lot of how we write our future, because so many of us are just kind of going in and out of our days day by day by day, just expecting something to snap into place. Something's got to give, right? Something's got to change. I know that I used to be very much like this, where I would pray to the universe and pull out my oracle cards and try and just wish and wish and wish and wish something would change. But it had to get to a point where I was like, okay, I am the creator of my reality. I am creating my future. Where am I? Where can I take self-responsibility and accountability for what I am writing here? And when we move and shift our way into that way of being, we suddenly open up so much opportunity to create something completely different. I'm definitely not someone that believes that life is planned out for us, or that there's like, I think that in some ways there's fate and destiny, and like we choose a lot of the lessons that we want to learn. But how far we get in our spiritual evolution is totally up to us. We have free will, we have free choice. And for a long time, I used to think like, oh, the universe would just sort it out. The universe would just take care of me. Or like, this just must be meant to be. Oh my God, there's a sign. Like everything was a sign, right? And this is kind of where it's what I call the awakening from the awakening, which I'll kind of go into in another podcast episode. But it's like, I think anyone that goes on their spiritual journey, they go so deep into the spiritual world that they lose any form of like, the becoming the creator and realizing that you actually have free will and that you actually do decide a lot of your destiny, and you can choose to get stuck in a lot of the spiritual assignments that are thrown your way, or you can choose to evolve. So you can repeat, you can continue to repeat the pattern, or you can choose to evolve and move on and learn and grow. And you know, you have this untapped and unlimited, uncapped potential, but whether or not you choose to tap into it is totally up to you. And I think in the awakening, from the awakening, I kind of went so deep into this spiritual realm of like, oh, the universe will sort this out and everything's a sign and everything's about healing, to waking up a little bit from that and finding this happy medium between the spiritual world and the more practical side of things of like, okay, actually I'm co-creating with the universe here. I've got to throw the ball one way across the net so that the universe can throw one back. And if I'm not willing to serve any balls, I'm just going to be sitting here wishing, hoping, waiting for change. And so when I really took on the idea that a lot of the challenges I was experiencing were spiritual assignments, that there is so much wisdom in all of them, that I knew that I was going to, I knew that I was going to be a better person from the darkness that I was in, so much for me changed. And so that is the message that I really want to hone in today, is like, what spiritual assignments are presenting themselves your way at the moment? What is life calling on you to step into so that you can take the lesson? Where can you give life more credit for the fact that she will teach you more than any textbook ever possibly could, if you are willing to be the student, if you are willing to be the student and take the lesson? So with that being said, thank you so much for listening today, my loves. And yeah, I'm going to be doing more of these. I'm going to keep them a little bit shorter than I usually do. They're here to activate you and maybe just provoke you to think in a new way. So I just want to let you know that for the month of November and December, I am running a sliding scale coaching and healing sessions. So what that means is that you can pay anywhere between $40 and $160. My intention here is to give more people access to support and for you to try out coaching and healing and to get the help that you might be needing at the moment. I know that this time of year can be so triggering for so many people, and you certainly don't have to do it alone. So I'm going to leave the scheduling link in the notes below. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me over on Instagram at it's Alexandria J. Either way, I will love you and leave you, and I can't wait for the next episode. Let's go.